This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BJ and Jamie. I don't feel sorry at all for these people that lost all that money with that hawk dog, that meme coin that she came out with.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story. What was it, 50 million or 5 million or something like that?
It skyrocketed up 900% to $500 million.
Insane scam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so bad, Schmidel, that I didn't even think it was real.
Yeah, and there are people who lost their, their life savings, mortgages, everything.
I'm with you. When I first saw it, I thought it's fake.
I thought, okay,
all right, I'm on to it now, because you know how the internet fakes us out, right?
Yeah.
So I looked at the story and I thought, I'm on to you, pal. No way this is true, right?
It's also really convoluted, and it's kind of hard to understand how the whole scam worked.
No, not only that. She's not a super smart girl, is she?
No, but she had a team do this.
It was her team.
They used her.
All right. I didn't see her being able to pull this
off.
But
she promoted it.
Yeah,
I mean,
she did.
It was all under her umbrella of her brand.
She knew what was going on, but she had a team of people like put this together.
But they weren't actually mining coin.
No.
They had all their coin. Basically, they had all their coin up front. They had 97% of it. She held on to 97%. And then she released the rest of it. And as it shot up, she started selling her own coin that she had, like, the bulk of it. And she was, like, driving the price of it up. And then, basically people got scammed out of their money that way.
Well, it all crashed in an hour.
Jamie, I feel like Schmidel bought into it. He knows too much.
He does know a lot.
Yeah, I feel like he wasted. Yeah, how much money did you lose, Schmidel?
Might have been a paycheck or two.
I'm just saying, you've got so much information on this. I feel like you were an investor and you got scammed.
Yeah, they also did this thing where they made money on the fees that it cost to buy the coin, too. That was like an extra level of the scam.
They made $1 million just off the fees.
Yeah, it's insane.
Wasn't the coin, what was the name of the coin?
Hawk Talk Coin.
It was a meme.
All right, listen. If you saw this anywhere, what would make you invest in this?
People are investing in a dog.
Yeah,
I know, but
Shiba Inu.
Well, and I mean, if you think about it, this girl came out of nowhere, and now she's got a podcast. Everything she does, I mean, she had a costume for Halloween in Spirit Halloween that they were selling.
And the people who got bilked out of their money aren't people who are normal crypto people. It's people like Jamie who want to get in on something that they think is going to be really big. Oh. And then they're, what?
Oh. I mean, what kind of insult is that?
I'm not insulting.
You did.
You're
saying that
she
would fall for a hawk dog.
She's
the one who said she thought it was fake.
Wow. He threw you under the bus.
She said she thought the story was completely fake. She would have never fell for that. That was quite an insult. Wow. That was a slap to the old kisser.
It's not normal crypto people.
Yeah.
It's dumb bitches like Jamie.
Yeah.
Do you know anything?
Yeah. Where you go, Schmidel?
Yeah. Oh, Did you guys hear that?
I heard it. Look. I can see where you would have a costume at Party City for this hawk dog girl.
How quick they turn. All of a sudden, we were friends yesterday when BJ wasn't here. Now I'm just the dumb girl that invests in dumb
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, little BJ lover.
That's not what I was trying to say.
Literally.
There was one guy.
Wow.
One guy that claims he borrowed $250,000 from his grandmother.
Yeah.
No. Grandma! Yeah,
that money's
gone now.
And
lost her money!
Well, yeah. He was stupid too, yeah. Right?
He wasn't obviously one of those crypto people.
Yeah. Right.
No, not a crypto bro.
Yeah, if you see another one of those flying around on the internet, make sure you tell Jamie. No, I'm just saying, because you don't want her to fall for you, Spadelf, okay?
Thank you.
Because she might, you know?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.